Good people, welcome to Two Words with Taku. I am Taku Mbuzi, and it has been way too long since I've recorded an episode for you. But I am back, and I am sitting in sunny, sweltering Melbourne in Australia, and it feels so nice being here. Now, the reason why I've kind of been quiet is because I have been writing and also because I have been trying to get more interviews for the podcast. So I deliberately thought it might be more interesting for you if I try and find people to talk to, people to interview for this writing podcast, talking about all things creativity, putting words together, etc. And so that's what I've done. And it's gotten to a point where I realized I didn't do my pit stop episode. So normally every 20 episodes, I will stop and record something that looks back at the 20 episodes I've just done and also gives you an update of what's happening in my life. And right now, my plate is so full, but it's wonderful. Honestly, it's all exciting stuff. So I've called this episode Meeting Gary Vee and Some Awkward Fangirl Moments because it's almost like my podcast has come full circle. When I first started it, I talked about how Gary Vaynerchuk, who is this entrepreneur from America who does a lot of, he does a lot of speaking, but he also does a lot of teaching where it's just not filtered. It's not sugar-coated. It's just all the stuff you need to hear when you have ideas and sometimes you're sitting on your hands and you're not actually actioning them. So what he does is he has a YouTube channel where he posts videos all the time. He also is so active on social media. It's incredible. If you look for Gary Vee, you'll see him. So what's happened is I spent quite a bit of last year and also this year watching his videos, and he was talking about, step out and try something that's different, but also go deep with the things that you try. And my very first episode for this podcast is called Go Deep. And I was talking about how I want to try this episode as a way to really connect with different people. And I mean, the way you have all responded, the way that you reach out, the way that I'm watching people downloading the episodes is phenomenal. So this podcast is definitely a wonderful experience. So it happened that Gary Vee came to Melbourne. And I actually found out about it by mistake. I don't even know how it happened. I just happened to see that he was coming. And I just thought, you know what? I just need to go and see him live because he does a lot of speaking events and I watch them on YouTube. And I thought he'd be great to watch live. So I bought my ticket to this business seminar and I went there last week. And I mean, it was very interesting. There were lots of cringeworthy moments because they had other speakers before Gary, who was the main, draw card, came on stage. So there were some seriously cringeworthy moments at that event because, some speakers get up and they do the hard sell thing, which I'm not always comfortable with. And then also, I talked about the awkward fangirl or the awkward fan moments because there's something really interesting about being around other fans of someone that you admire and they're being a little weird. And you end up looking at yourself wondering if you come across that weird as well. So that's why I say that, because it was awesome to meet him. So I paid for a certain ticket where you got to take a photo with him. And, after he'd done his speech, he was zipped backstage. And then all of us, we lined up in this place. So you queue up and they take your photo and you've got a number and then off you go. So for me, I had a couple of awkward moments around this whole Gary Vee experience. So for starters, I was beside myself that he was going to come to Melbourne. He travels all over the world, and what are the chances he'd come here? So for me, I just knew I needed to just go see him and just, I'd be done. This person who got me starting this podcast, let me go at least say thank you. So the first awkward moment for me was the fact that because he's so active on social media, I wanted to do something so that he would see me so I could actually say thank you to him. And I ended up making this animated video. And I literally got home after work one day and recorded the audio into my phone because I was thinking, what would I actually say to him or what would I ask him? And I recorded it in my phone. And then I thought, I should just make an animation of it. So I did. So I make this animation. I end up staying up quite a bit late the night before the event. And put the audio to this animation, and then I post the video in the morning, and that was the first time I felt awkward. I was like, wow, I must really like this guy, or I must really not care, because now I'm doing that whole fan thing. You see it all the time. You see it all the time on Instagram, you know, fan art, you know, people write letters. In fact, I've gotten fan letters and fan mail and books and things that kids have made for me. And it's really beautiful. As the person who's receiving it, you just feel so loved and you feel so grateful that people, you know, are really touched by your words. So it was really interesting being the person giving something, or, you know, spending time making something for someone I admired. And then it made me feel a lot more empathy for some of the kids who've approached me with stuff where, you know, I might be at a conference and there's thousands of kids or hundreds of kids, and, you know, they all want a piece of me, and then they're all like, you know, some of them write little letters and put them in my pocket, and, you know, they all want my attention, and I can't give them my attention, each and every person. So being the person now making this art for Gary Vee and really hoping that he would see it, and then realizing, oh my gosh, I must look crazy. It felt awkward, but it was a nice awkward, but then it was a interesting awkward. And then by the time I got to the conference, it was a zero F's given kind of thing. Cause I was like, you know what? That is what I would do anyways. And I am grateful. I think the other thing that made me feel awkward and uncomfortable was because it's a business seminar. So I'm there with, you know, businessy kind of people, you know, and all sorts, all walks of life. And people had already been posting things from the conference that's, you know, traveling around Australia. And here I am with an animation, and everybody else has pictures and everybody else has quotes and inspirational stuff. And I had this animation. So I really felt like an outlier. I really felt like, you know, I'm standing out. And, you know, whenever you put yourself out there, you do have those moments of, oh, what am I doing? But what was awesome was now being at the conference and then following the hashtags and seeing what people are posting, and then people responding to my video and also following me. So that was kind of nice. It was almost like, oh, okay, these are my people, or, you know, I've caught the attention of the kinds of people I'd want to anyway. So it was great. Okay, so that is that. I have met Gary Vee. It's great. It's wonderful. But, oh, sorry. The second thing I wanted to say that was a little awkward was meeting another screenwriter in a few episodes before. His name is Gerard McCullough. And he's somebody who I wanted to have on the podcast for ages. So when I first started, I went, okay, who would I want to interview? And he was one of the people. He was the person. And I bumped into him at another workshop. It was an animation workshop. And we worked together, we brainstormed together in a group. And then at the end of the day, at the pub, is when he finally told me who he really was. So the whole day, he hadn't said anything about where he works or what he does. He just said, my name's Gerard. Meanwhile, I'd been following him online for a while, or, you know, checking out his work, and I knew his name. And then when it twigged who he was, oh my gosh, I just reacted so epically and badly and hilariously. You know, it would be like, I don't know, it was pretty ugly. But he was pretty chuffed because it's like, oh, wow, this person actually wants to meet me. And we had a laugh about it. And we ended up recording some really fun episodes for my podcast. So if you are interested in those, definitely look out for them, because he was such a lovely guy and very gracious and very generous with his time and his insights about writing for TV, about stand-up comedy, about writing sketch shows and things like that. So I definitely learned a lot from him. And so this theme around meeting people you admire and then having those awkward moments is something that's really interesting me, because even with this podcast and how it's starting to grow legs in weird and wonderful ways, it is actually giving me the confidence to approach people whose work I admire. And the biggest thing is I think we're always going to feel awkward approaching people that we like because we don't want to look crazy. I mean, we've seen those videos, we've seen those memes, we've seen people who faint and just lose their shibobble. And I think we don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like that. So what I've been finding through interviewing some of these people, through going to different events, through sitting with everyone, is that the awkwardness goes when it's one-on-one with that person. And it's just something so beautiful and exciting to me because when we compare ourselves to everybody else and, you know, how is that other fan reacting, or what are they saying, or what can I show that's better? What, you know, when we start to compare ourselves or look at everybody else or how other fans react, then that's where the weirdness comes in. Whereas if you just go one-on-one, what would I say to this person? One-on-one, what am I genuinely curious about? One-on-one, what do I want to ask? What do I want to learn? Then the stuff that you make or the things that you ask or the things that you write will be a lot more authentic. And so when I look back at the video I made for Gary, it actually is exactly what I would want to say and show if Gary and I only had an hour. That is what I would start with. And then I would ask all my other questions and probably would have a conversation. So I really, really like this space that I'm in because I think with all the ideas that I have now, it's such good preparation to work out my intention for creating some of the stuff that I'm doing or for wanting to interview somebody. What is the real intention of it? And yeah, I like this space. So I guess as encouragement for anyone else, maybe that's how you can look at it if you are looking to start your own things, whether it's projects or whether it's podcasts or movies, whatever. If you are looking to approach people you admire, maybe just, yeah, keep it simple and make them people like you are. And that it honestly does make the world of difference. I've just been caught off guard a couple of times recently and I'm just sharing it with you. And then also I've seen people do some weird stuff. And that's also been a really nice reminder that, oh yeah, you don't have to be crazy. Just as an example, at the seminar, when Gary Vee was coming out, you know, they rile up the crowd. Hey, everybody, Gary's coming out. Everybody goes crazy. The phones are out. People are just like screaming. And I was just watching everybody. I was going, wow, this is incredible. I know what that's like receiving it, but it's so interesting being in the thick of it. And then I just started watching people. And some people were really excited. They just kept it low key. And then there were some people who were going, oh, T. So they had simultaneous selfie sticks with camera phones in there. Then they had the video camera. And then they had somebody else filming them with all the gear as Gary came out. And I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, they are very keen. And Ish, I sound so judgy, but it just made me feel uncomfy a little bit. And then even when he was doing his Q&A, where he's on stage or he might come down and then people stand up in the audience and they ask questions. You know, some of these people were filming selfies of themselves whilst Gary was answering questions. And then it started to feel rude. I just felt like, well, you know what? Everybody wants to see him. And we almost want to listen and respect everybody's questions because they're pretty much in the same boat as we are. And I don't know, I just started feeling like, oh, that's like next level where now you're not even listening. You're not there. You're not quite in the moment. You're capturing the moment, but now you're not really, really there. Anyways, I think I'm going off on a tangent. I was actually going to give you a quick update of what else is happening. So this episode is not just about Gary Vee. I have been quiet because I have been writing. And so I've got the 5 categories that I talk about on the podcast. And I'll just give you a quick summary of what's happening with each one of them. So that, then I feel like, okay, I've done my bit. All right, so the first one, the technical writing side of things. So that's where, you know, you put words together, you know, and it might be for proposals or tender documents. That's what I do as my day job. And it's been going pretty good, working on different things. I am learning so much from the people I'm working with that, yeah, I mean, that's just a whole nother topic that I think I'm going to have to dedicate some time to. But it's been really good to eat some humble pie about some things that I thought I knew, or that I thought I was perfect at, or that I thought, I've got this. So that's been really good to learn some things and, you know, just have some humble pie around that. But on the flip side, I've started having a lot more people call me or hit me up for help with their CVs, and also people who are interested in doing more technical writing kind of work. And then also I've had another friend's husband ask me to help with some training manual stuff. And at the moment, it's great. It's great seeing the different types of things that people are asking me to help them with. Even though I'm not necessarily plugging that that's what I want to be doing right now, it's actually quite interesting to me. So that's what's happening with the technical writing side of things. I would like to post some more episodes on that stuff, but I think I'll dedicate a whole one to lynda.com. So if you have not heard of lynda.com, lynda.com, please look it up. It is just the best thing ever in terms of learning things around Word, Excel, any sort of desktop publishing software, Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign, whatever you're interested in. They have some fabulous, fabulous tutorials and courses that are, oh, they're amazing. I'm definitely going to do a review of that in another episode. So that's that area. The second area is creative writing. So I have just finished chapter 2 of Joyolo, the radio story I worked on a few months ago. And that has been such fun recording that, working with different artists, poets, rappers, writers, authors, radio broadcasters, musicians, putting together the second chapter of the story. Now, what's been so interesting is seeing how these voice actors act out the story and how it's influencing how I am going to write the screenplay for the story. It's a bit of a mouthful, but it has been so good playing with the story and seeing it develop in new ways. And I'm still working on the third chapter, but now I have a special page dedicated to that for Joyolo. So if you go on my website, taku.com.au/Joyolo, J-O-Y-O-L-O, you'll be able to see everything that's happening with that story. So the latest chapters. Some information about the cast, as well as interviews that we've done on and off. And it's just such a joy to be doing that and seeing how people are responding to it. People are downloading it as well. And I definitely need to do more promo with it. I've just been having too many hands and too many pies. But it's really exciting. It's wonderful. And then the other story that I've been working on is a children's book. So my second book, I think I've mentioned it quite a few times on the podcast. And that is really exciting because I'm now working with a proper screenwriter. We're going to do some writer's workshops to see how we can turn the concept into a feature film potentially. So that has actually been a very, very interesting process. My brother is a filmmaker in Zimbabwe, and I sent him my story, and he's written an outline/treatment for it. And he has added some incredible ideas, and he's given me feedback, and some of it has been quite hard to take because obviously it's my story, it's my draft, I'm really excited about it. But he has worked in Hollywood for quite a while. He knows film, that is his thing. He's got degrees up the wazoo around film. And you know, one of his jobs back in the day was he used to read scripts, and so sift out all the scripts that could potentially be developed by the different studios he worked for. And when I sent him mine, his feedback, I mean, I could not believe it. And I really like this whole thing of working with my brother as an artist, we seem to really get along well when we do that. Whereas when it's just, you know, brother, sibling stuff, it's like, oh, sometimes it's annoying, but, you know, that's family. So that's what's happening. Those two things are in development. Those are the two creative stories I'm really putting my energies into, and just spending time developing those characters, pushing out the plots, and seeing where they grow. So that's what's happening. And a big one is I have a date with a publisher in regards to that second kid's book and that kid's story. And I think I'll probably post a separate episode about that and how that came about, because I think that would be quite useful to quite a few of you. But yeah, I sent them my first chapter. I did up a really solid pitch, and they've been in touch, and we're going to catch up to now see, you know, what could we do in terms of publishing the book. So I will keep you posted on that, but that is a huge thing that's happened, and that's been keeping me, yeah, on my toes. The next thing is business writing, and I think it's still the same thing around writing stuff that really sell the idea, the concept, whatever it is. And for me, I found that because now I'm getting busier with the recordings, the writings, the meetings, the workshops, I'm just finding that when I'm on social media, I'm starting to get better at writing shorter sentences. That's the challenge I've given myself. Shorter captions, shorter posts, because, yeah, sometimes I just get caught up in the story of the story, and then it actually takes time. So that's something that I'm trying to work through, writing better. Every time, writing better when I, you know, do the blog posts, or when I'm writing the emails to people to invite them on the podcast, or even when I'm pitching ideas to people, just always writing better about my business, about my ideas, and what I'm looking to do. And I've actually got one of my best friends is a media person. So she's a radio presenter and TV presenter, and she asked me to work on her CV, and, you know, we used her media kit as a base document, but it was really good to see, her put together her package really well. And so for me, I'm also looking at, okay, now I've got these great ideas and I'm still developing a few things, but I'm starting to also design my own business package information and collateral, which is quite exciting because now there's a lot more meat to the bones. So that's what's happening with that. Writing faves. Oh, look, I normally give reviews on books and on stationery and different things like that. At the moment, what book did I read recently? I read Simon Sinek's Start With Why. And I found that quite interesting because if you haven't seen his TED Talk or the video where he talks about, you know, a lot of people talk about the things that they do rather than why they do what they do. And it's the why that inspires people. It's the why that moves people to act or moves people to do something. And I found that quite interesting in terms of even threading some of my ideas. Because I've always had the feedback that, oh my gosh, you do so much. You have all these different crazy things that you're doing. How do you keep going? And I know my why. I really do. I know the why that threads through my writing, my radio stuff, my TV stuff, my blog stuff, podcast, everything that I'm trying to do. The why is the fact that I feel I want to encourage people to not think they can't do what they want to do. I know it sounds a bit naive. I haven't got my mission statement on me right now. But in essence, I just know how long it's taken for me to believe that, oh yeah, I don't need permission to be able to speak my mind or to teach or to share what I know or what I'm learning. And for a long time, trying to break into, you know, the media landscape, it's hard. But then it got to a point where it's like, well, you know, I am equally important and equally, you know, gifted. My ideas are equally valid. And so looking at different ways that I can explore that for myself. And I now have creative freedom. I literally feel so free with everything that I'm making, everything that I'm doing. It's all driven by what moves and inspires me and the people around me. And when I'm seeing how it's starting to build a following, I mean, I've had thousands of people listen to the podcast. I mean, that stumps me. That completely stumps me. And so when I see that that's starting to build a community and a following, my wish is for everybody to be able to do that for themselves, whatever it is that they're good at, whatever it is they feel passionate about, because, yeah, that's what's going to be, yeah, the magic that makes us all, you know, okay and sane or something. I don't know. I know what I'm trying to say. It's late and I'm hungry. No, but seriously speaking, it has been, it's just the best thing going, I feel like recording a random episode about Gary Vee and some awkward stuff, and literally being able to do that and being able to post it. And it's done. And what's also been interesting with the podcast is seeing a lot more podcast competitions and things come up where, you know, they want people to record podcasts. They want people to have different stories and different voices. And I've gone to a couple of these competitions and I've looked, and there's some of them where they have guidelines or they have rules around what kind of stuff they're looking for, how they speak, or you know, content, you know, ratings and things like that. And in fact, I've just changed my podcast to explicit because I've had people on here who have, you know, used language that might not be for all ears. And so even doing that is something that not all broadcasters or media places might be able to use. And so again, I like that that can be here. It's here. It's not for everyone, but it's for me. And it's for the people who are following, it's for the people who are responding, and it feels wonderful. And that's what I wanted to thank Gary Vee for. That, I guess that inspiration to try something that's different, the inspiration to be patient, because that's something that he talks about quite a lot, that you have to be patient when you start these things. They are not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time to build an audience. It's going to take time for you to get comfortable doing it. It's going to take time for you to get into a rhythm. And I think now I'm in my rhythm and it's wonderful. And I really do want to thank everyone who's been listening, everyone who has been messaging, sharing. It is really great. And I'm excited to see what more we can do together. Because what started happening is people have been asking me how to start their own podcasts. And, you know, to start a podcast, you need to know what you want to say. To know what you want to say, you probably should write it down. And then to write it down, it's probably a good idea to kind of know some basic writing things or tricks or ideas or ways that you can formulate your stories. Because that's essentially what it is. Podcasting is telling different stories. It could be about sports or crime or whatever it is. It's ultimately sharing stories and knowledge and information. And there are different ways to do that. So I kind of like that. I don't know, something is happening along that, and I'm being asked quite a lot by people how I'm doing this, and I feel like that might be something that I will develop through my own podcast, or I'll start something separate. But either way, I am loving this. This is an update on what's been happening. I could carry on and explain and talk through all the 20 plus episodes I've done since the last episode, but then that's not fun. You wouldn't be listening to them. So I just want to encourage you to have a look and look at some of the people as well. They're really interesting people that I'm meeting. And yeah, it would be great to hear from you if you have any ideas, thoughts, or feedback. And to find these episodes or to follow any of my crazy adventures, I am at taku.com.au. On social media, Instagram and Twitter, I am at Taku Speaks. And on Facebook, I am Taku TV. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a fabulous night. I am getting ready for a massive screen producers conference, which is happening tomorrow and Thursday. But I will definitely be recording some cool stuff for you, hopefully at the conference. But if not, I'll be doing some debriefing and updates as well. So thanks for listening, and I will speak to you soon.